Good morning, beloved. Part three of how to face the days that are ahead. One songwriter writes these words: "All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask betide? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide?" As we continue our thoughts concerning the days ahead, as God's children, we know that the Lord will lead us through. Whatever the days ahead may hold, or wherever they may take us, we know that the Lord, like a good and great shepherd, he will lead us. He will lead us. It's been said, not for one single day can I discern the way. But this I surely know: who gives the day will surely show the way. So I securely go. There's a passage in Psalm 139 and about verses 8 through 10. Psalm 139, verses 8 through 10, lays a ready, sure foundation as we continue to present this lesson. What does the Bible say?
It says, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Amen.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me."
And thy right hand shall hold me. Mm-hmm. David is saying that it mattered not whether he is ascending or descending. In good times or bad times, the Lord was there leading him. Beloved, what will the days, whatever lies ahead for you and I, is only known to God. But this we do know: the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and he will be with us. He will be with us, leading us every step of the way. Let's think together in the first place concerning this idea. Our Lord takes responsibility for the place. Our Lord takes responsibility for the place. Twice in Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3, we read the words, "He leads me." And in these words, we see the place the Lord takes in our life. Our shepherd goes before us, leading us each step of the way. He's not behind us, leaving us to face life on our own, but he goes before us, leading us every step. We find in John chapter 10, in John chapter 10 and verse number 4, what does the Bible say?
says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Do you see that? Do you see that picture again? It's a wonderful picture of the Lord leading his people. The sheep are being brought out of the sheepfold. He puts them forth, another version says. The Lord is not behind his sheep, driving them, but he is before them, leading them, serving as a guide for them. He goes before us. When we consider the place our Lord takes in our lives, we see that he assumes certain responsibilities as our shepherd. He assumes responsibility for the demands on our lives. Remember, please, loved ones, that we took note on last Sunday's study that sheep are defenseless. And not only are they defenseless, but they are directionless. They cannot defend themselves, and they do not have the ability to know which way to go or even to find their way back home. Isaiah would say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to their own way. Sheep are absolutely, totally dependent on the shepherd to take care of them. Without the shepherd, sheep will never find green pastures in which to feed or still waters from which to drink. They would eventually die of hunger and thirst. They cannot and will not survive without the shepherd. We need the Lord, our shepherd, to lead us. And massive is our need of his tender care, because he is always near. The reason is that the journey of life is not without demands. Amen, somebody. The burdens of life press, and the cares of life distress. There are demands of life that tax us emotionally, mentally, physically, even spiritually. Some, if not many of us, ought not worry about how to face the days ahead, but how to face the day we're going through. The mounting pressures of education, of employment, of family, of community, racial injustice, COVID. Look at the condition, beloved. Think about the conditions that surround us these days in which we live. And keep in mind, the shepherd takes upon himself the responsibility of leading his sheep to green pastures and to still waters. He takes responsibility of caring for us, providing for us, and seeing to it that our every need in life is met. Thank you, Lord. He also takes responsibility for the direction of our lives. At the beginning of each day, the shepherd leads his sheep out and he leads them forth. The direction the flock takes is determined by the shepherd, not the sheep. Where they go is of his choosing. One day he may go east. The next day he may go south. The next day he may go in an altogether different direction. At the beginning of the day, he may lead to green pastures. In the evening, he may lead to still waters. Wherever they go, whatever they do, listen to me closely, please, is determined and chosen by the shepherd and the direction he desires for your and my life. His leading may take one of us down the path of health. His leading may take another down the path of prosperity and another down the path of adversity or down the path of sickness. There may be times when he leads down the path of blessings, at other times down the path laden with burdens. In any case, the paths of life are directed by the Lord. Songwriter says, he leadeth me. All blessed thought, all words of heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, where'er I be, it's still the hand of God that leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me by his own hand. He leads me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. How blessed is the thought that no matter the course of our lives, maybe at present or in the days ahead, it's according to the Lord's leading. As our shepherd, he accepts full responsibility for both the demands on our lives and for the direction of our lives. The psalmist would say in Psalm 37 and verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Every step, church, that leads to the house of the Lord is directed by the Lord. Notice, in the second place, not only does the Lord take responsibility for the direction and for the demands of our lives, but he makes sure the purpose. One of the ways in which we can face the days ahead is by being confident that regardless of the direction our Lord may lead us, he always has plan and purpose, always. However he leads, wherever he leads, is never without purpose. And we can be assured that wherever he leads, it is for our good. Wherever he leads, it's always for our good. Everything the shepherd does is for the good of his sheep. every path he takes his sheep. It is with their good in mind. We must never forget that whatever path, it's for our best good. It's been said, the best of saints do not know what is best for themselves, because at their best, they are fallible. What a thought. The Bible would say, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. We do not always, let's be real. We don't always know what is best for ourselves, but our shepherd does. Oftentimes we have found strength and comfort in the promise of Romans 8 and verse number 28. And we know that God works all things together for our good, for our good, to them who love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. The all things of life include the bad as well as the good. Yet, God assures us that they all work together and harmonize for your good and for my good. Which means that what happens in life is no accident. Only his appointment. Amen. The events and the experiences of life, whatever they may be, will all be filtered through the amazing and unfailing love of God and shaped, if you will, by his plan and purpose for your life and mine. We have this blessed assurance as we journey from earth to glory that our lives will not take a course that has not been allowed or arranged and appointed by God. The shepherd's way may twist and turn, but he makes no mistake. None whatsoever. Wherever he leads is for our own good and also for his glory. Notice, he leads us beside the still waters, and he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The word sake means on account of, as if to suggest the paths of the shepherd, the path that the shepherd leads are on account of his name. All of the shepherd's leading is to the end that his name may be glorified. The reputation of God is at stake. Whatever the Lord does in our lives, the ultimate purpose is that it will speak to his credit. He will be praised. He will be magnified. He will be glorified. For his name's sake, that is to say, so that others in the world can hear, you and I say, can hear the New Maywood Church say, can see in the lives of the New Maywood Church that God has brought us here. our God has brought us here. Our God, our shepherd, has brought us here. Isn't that amazing, though? That God wants the whole world to know that he is a gentle shepherd that cares for his people. God is really using you and me to get this message out and across the entire world. This is the life purpose he has given every one of his sheep, using us, if you will, to demonstrate his power, to demonstrate his love, to show us his mercy, to show us his compassion to a world that desperately needs to know him as the Good Shepherd. He wants to do great things in our lives for his name's sake. He wants to use the New Maywood Church to change people's lives for his glory. For his glory. Notice further, as we begin to close, the Lord picks out the paths. The Lord picks out, he selects, he chooses the path. Are you with me? Let's keep in mind, please, that we are on a journey that will ultimately end with our dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Our aim, therefore, is to learn how to face what life may bring our way until the glorious day when our earthly pilgrimage will be over. How do we face the days ahead? Question. Wherever the shepherd leads, we will follow. Answer. Just follow the shepherd. Amen, church. Keep our eyes fixed. Don't take our eyes off the shepherd. Keep our eyes fixed on the shepherd. And so, as we follow him, no matter the many paths he may lead, there are two paths we know we will always be led in. One, beside the still waters. Two, in the paths of righteousness. Which means, in the first place, concerning beside the still waters, that we can follow the shepherd with a peaceful heart. We can follow the shepherd with a calm heart. The word still speaks of peaceful waters. It describes a quiet pool of water. You see, sheep will not drink from turbulent or running water. And it's because they cannot. The anatomy of sheep is such that its nose and its mouth are very close together. If they try to drink from running water, the water would go up their nose. So what happens is oftentimes the shepherd will dam a stream to create a pond or a pool of still waters to allow his sheep to drink. This picture, this image of sheep beside still waters is one of peace, one of calm, one of serenity in our hearts. We can know a peace that passes all understanding because the shepherd will give us his peace. I said, the shepherd will give us his peace. But not only can we follow with, with a quiet heart, with a peaceful heart, but we can also follow the shepherd with a devoted heart, with a set apart heart. I love this image. There are paths of righteousness. Amen. The shepherd will lead us in paths of righteousness. Literally, he will lead us in the right way. Ain't that good news, church? That our shepherd will lead us. We don't have to guess about it. Our shepherd will lead us in the right path. Paths that will grow us. Paths that will mature us and bringing us closer to him. Which means that our attention and our affection will be centered on him and no one else. Hearing his voice will be our greatest delight. Following his will be our greatest desire and passion. The paths our shepherd takes will only bring us and draw us nearer and closer to him. I'm so glad about that. There's so many voices in this world that are begging and invading both our attention and our affection. Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know that you and I can follow the Lord, our shepherd, with a set apart, a consecrated heart? Sheep have extremely poor vision and can see 10, 12, maybe 15 yards away, but that's it. Unless they put their hand in the hand of the shepherd, their vision, Lord have mercy, is the reason why sheep wander. Could it be, in a spiritual sense, every one of us have bad eyesight? Even with the best eyesight in the world, we cannot see our future, church. We have limited vision. We're nearsighted. So how can we face the future? I read somewhere, and I love the way I didn't make a record of the writer's name, but I love how he says this. He says, never be afraid to trust a future that you don't know to a shepherd that you do know. Never be afraid to trust a future that you don't know to a shepherd that you do know. So how can we follow? During this series, every lesson has three things in mind. One, and I mentioned this again by way of reminder. One, to what we think, how we think. I'm praying that by the Spirit of God, that we are thinking about what's being said, what God is saying. Number two, how does it make you feel? You got to feel something. God is emotional. God has emotions. And in as much as we are made in his image, we need to be concerned about how our emotions relate to and identify with the things that are on or in the heart of God. Think, feel, and then act. Think, feel, and then act. Each sermon will have some action steps. I suggest to you the following three as we close. Number one, how can we follow? Ask God to give us wisdom to make wise choices. Ask God. And beloved, listen, I'm talking about daily. One thing the Bible is very clear about is that discipleship is daily. At the top of the day, ask God to give you and me wisdom to make right or wise decisions, wise choices. And to correct our unwise choices. Ask God daily to give us his wisdom to make wise choices and to correct unwise choices. Action step number two, ask God to guide our walk. Remember, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ask God at the top of each day to order our steps. It's far better. It's far, 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 far better to ask God to direct our path than to ask him to correct our mistakes. Can you feel that? It's far better. Instead of deliberately neglecting to ask him, and need I remind you? He leads us in the paths of righteousness. He leads us in the right path. So whenever we're not seeking his guidance, by default, we are straying. We're going the wrong way. What's the point of that, church? When we have a shepherd who's always near us, and provides all of the care that we need. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for guidance. And number three, ask the shepherd to guard. Not just to guide, but to guard our ways. And here's the point. For his glory. Not just for our well-being, because he's already got that taken care of. When we ask God to guide our ways, let's be asking him that because his reputation is at stake, let's ask him to guide our ways so that his name is glorified. I would to God that the New Maywood Church takes this one seriously. that whichever way we go, however we follow, wherever he leads, it's all for his glory, for his name's sake. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. He takes responsibility for the place. He makes sure of the purpose. And he picks out the path. And if you don't get anything else, please remember that his way is the only right way. God's way. There's a reason, church, I keep coming back to this, why in our theme, and you may or may not think lightly of our theme, think seriously about our theme, but there's a reason why it ends with the concept of God's way. The reason that my life, next level, God's way, is because God's way is the only right way. A decision to not go God's way is a decision for catastrophe, for tragedy, for destruction, for disillusionment. Ain't nothing good. Ain't no glory for God when we go our own way. Let's be a church that goes God's way, because every other way is the wrong way. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This our song through endless ages, Jesus led us all the way. I'm not a fan of Superman movies per se, but I remember distinctly this one as I take my seat. Superman was saving a man from a burning building. The man was on the top floor, several floors high. And he's carrying him to safety by flying through the skies, as the movie goes. The man looks at Superman, then he looks down to the ground and says, "Hey, Superman, I'm scared. Look how far down the ground is." Superman says, Now, I rescued you from burning fire. What makes you think I'm going to drop you while I'm carrying you to safety?" Has not the shepherd rescued us from a burning hell? Self-destruction? What makes you and I think he's going to drop us? He's going to let us go. He's not going to lead us. He's not going to bring us. He's not going to guide us. He's not going to guard us safely as he puts us down in the house of the Lord forever. As we have come to a time of response, we all know that God, whenever God speaks, He has intent for us to act. And that's rightfully so, because we acknowledge that all he wants is for our good. What possible reason could we have to disobey God? How would you respond if you're here and you're visiting with us? And perhaps based on what you have heard, your heart has been touched to want to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and perhaps be a part of the body of Christ. Let's talk about it. I could tell you that it requires baptism, and there are some conditions, if you will, that need to be met before one is eligible for scriptural baptism. Let's talk about it. Put your comment in the chat, and myself or one of our beloved brethren, we'll get back with you in French, tout de suite, right away, because we're here representing God in the best interest of your soul. And if you are a sheep, join me as we pray, because there have been times that we have gone astray. And there just might be times in our future when we decide to go astray too. It doesn't have to be that way. Our Father, our Shepherd, how good and how sweet and how pleasant it is to know that you have our best interest at heart. All you want for us is what's good for us. Thank you for the thoughts that were shared from your word concerning Psalms 23 on this morning. We pray that each hearer, by your Spirit, has been touched with something to help us to turn more completely away from turning away. And so we come with penitent hearts. We come with godly sorrow when we have chosen the wrong way, knowing that we could have chosen the right way. Have mercy on us, Father. And give us a greater desire. Rekindle within us a burning desire to fix our eyes on you. To not go look to the left nor to the right, but to fix our eyes on you, and to just follow you wherever and however you lead us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the Maywood Church family say, Yes, Lord. Our lives, next level, your way. Be pleased to give us wisdom before every choice, before every decision. Guide us, guard us for your glory. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We thank you for your great, great, great love and the light that your love sheds on our way. We asking in the name of Jesus and for your glory. May the new Maywood Church family say, amen.